Hi, everybody. I'm Michelle Martin, and I'm working on a new daily interview and talk show we're developing at NPR. We want to make it a show you really hate to miss, so we're asking you to help us get it right before we actually go on the air. If you log on to npr.org/roughcuts, you can read my blog, listen to the segments, and let us know what you think. Last week, after the women's NCAA finals, the nationally syndicated radio host, who's also simulcast on MSNBC, referred to the Rutgers women's basketball team as a bunch of nappy-headed hoes. He apparently didn't like their tattoos. I have a question. Actually, several questions. First, I'd really like to know what was on Imus's mind. We might find out. He's supposed to be speaking with Al Sharpton on his radio program later today. And in the spirit of full disclosure, we've called him too. We'd like to know exactly what he was thinking. Now, I followed Imus's career with some interest. Back when I was at ABC News, he asked me to come onto his program several times. A lot of politicians and reporters have done so because he likes to talk about politics. And for some reason, they can't talk enough about politics on their own programs and the dozens, if not hundreds, of other shows where people talk about politics. I always refused to go on to his show because of his history of making racist remarks on the air. Notice I said racist, not racially insensitive or inflammatory or controversial, the usual euphemisms the establishment media usually employs to avoid saying the obvious. But my attitude is, if Imus can dish it out, then surely he can take it. One year when I won an award from the Radio and Television Correspondents Association at the annual dinner, he was the so-called entertainment. This was memorable because he not only skipped the actual dinner, leaving an empty seat on the dais for most of the night, he then proceeded to be, well, racist, as well as crude and offensive on other topics. This was interesting because the very same establishment media types who have made so many appearances on his show, and presumably have listened to it from time to time, profess to be shocked and appalled in stories written about it the next day. Of course, he apologizes, usually in the wee hours of the morning when nobody's listening, generally because his employers are getting heat from somebody. He did it again today. People have been calling for him to be fired. This is not new news. He likes making racist remarks. He keeps making racist remarks. Now, maybe this time seems particularly offensive, though, because he's not slamming some celebrity rapper or even some anonymous person in the news. He took it upon himself to degrade 10 very hardworking young women whom he has never met, who have families who love them and admire their success, tattoos or no tattoos. By the way, their coach, Vivian Stringer, is the first coach in men's or women's basketball to take 3 different schools to the Final Four. Now, for the record, most of the Rutgers women are from the New York, New Jersey area, but 3 players are from Utah, Ohio, and Indiana. I noticed the Tennessee women's team, the Lady Vols, which I mispronounced cute, has similar demographics, although most of their players are from the South. So my second question is, what exactly is the difference besides tattoos and geography? Perhaps Imus was offended that the Rutgers team features no blondes. I don't know. My third question is, what is on the minds of all those big-name journalists and politicians who keep popping up on his program, thereby associating themselves with his comments? Can I just tell you, it's not like it's advanced calculus. It seems like simple arithmetic. 1 + 1 = 2. He likes to make racist remarks. He keeps making racist remarks. I've been told by people who've been on the show it's good for book sales and bumping up your visibility. Otherwise self-respecting people associating themselves with degrading behavior for the sake of book sales and ratings. So my final question is, who's the hoe?